The city of Statesville, North Carolina, voted Monday night to keep its flag size limit to 25 by 40 feet. That's big, but that means an even bigger flag at the outdoor store Gander RV has to go. That flag is 40 by 80 feet, nearly as big as a basketball court. But CNBC reality show host Marcus Lemonis, who's the CEO of Camping World, which owns the store, says he's not taking it down. And John Stafford is siding with him, one of three city council members who are. Several others voted against a bigger flag. John, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, as you know, your fellow council members say this is the law. And Lemonis appealed for a variance a few years ago, but according to the city, didn't prove that this size restriction caused him any hardship, which is how you change a law. So make your case that he should be allowed to keep the flag that size.
Well, it has always been my belief that the American flag should not be part of our sign ordinance. Government has the responsibility to pass laws and ordinances that create order and safety. Beyond that, I don't believe it is the rule of government to do that. Those laws become contentious, people stop obeying them, and all of citizenry becomes outlaws.
Well, as you know, your fellow council member William Morgan says this is not about patriotism. It has to do with being a nation of laws, and that's what the flag stands for. And once they say to one citizen, well, yeah, you can go with a massive flag, they have to say to somebody else, yeah, you don't have to cut your lawn, or you can do something that might block somebody else's business. You know, in other words, we have to abide by laws.
I agree 100%. We are a nation of laws. And if it was somebody's lawn, that is order. If that flagpole was in an airspace that was dangerous, those are safety issues. This violates none of those parameters. I believe he has a First Amendment right to fly that flag. And we, as a city, do not have a right to tell him he cannot.
Well, you know, back in 2015, when the city rejected that request for a variance, last year, the city council agreed to a small increase in the flag size limit to try to compromise. I mean, 25 by 40 feet.
When I ran for office, it was part of my, and this is such a minor issue compared to the major items we have to deal with in our city.
But, well, if I could just jump on that for a second, that's what,
sure.
You know, people on the opposite side of this argument are saying. You know, this has clogged up City Hall. They can't take care of other business, can barely answer their phones. You know, shouldn't it be Mr. Lemonis who drops this for the sake of the city?
Mr. Lemonis didn't institute it. We did as a city. He's done this in other municipalities, and they have had the foresight not to go ahead and try to enforce it upon him. Again, it's the American flag. These flags are ubiquitous. You see them everywhere throughout our state and our nation.
80 by 40 feet,
yes.
That's pretty big. Meantime, Camping World...
There are larger ones.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, Camping World has more than $10,000 in fines. And Marcus Lemonis says he'll go to jail. Some have said, you know, maybe Camping World isn't doing that well financially. And you and others are playing right into his hands in that this is a great marketing campaign for him.
For him, it may be a great marketing campaign. And that's not any of my concern. He's a businessman in the city of Statesville. He pays taxes. He employs people. We should not make it difficult for businesses in our city to do what they need to do, as long as it doesn't cause harm or violate other people's rights.
Yeah. That's Councilmember John Stafford of the Statesville City Council in there in North Carolina. John, thank you so much for talking to us about this.
I thank you very much for your time.